在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
You're gonna get me out.
I'm gonna get you out, okay? Look at me, look at me. I'm gonna get you out. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm gonna have to cut your belt, okay?I'm gonna have to cut the belt. It's okay. We're gonna get you out. Everything's gonna be fine. Look at me. Everything's gonna be fine. We're gonna get you out of here. Everything's gonna be fine.
He really wanted to be here himself.
No, he didn't. If he did his own dirty work, none of us would have jobs. Jake Flanagan, I work with Rick.
Graham Waters.
Thanks for coming in, Detective.
She just pulled into the garage.
Great, great. Press conference is in 10 minutes, so we'll make this short. Internal Affairs says this Conklin has two suspicious shootings on his record. Both black men, both times he was cleared, but only just. Detective Lewis makes black man number three. You know any reason why we shouldn't hang Conklin for this?
Well, it's more complicated than we originally thought. We found $300,000 in the trunk of the car that Detective Lewis was driving.
Shit! Go down to the garage, tell him to stay in the car until he hears from me.
He found the money in the Mercedes. I thought that wasn't his car.
Well, the car is actually registered to a Cindy Bradley. We haven't been able to get in touch with her yet. Apparently she left town this morning.
So it wasn't Lewis's car. He may not have even known the money was in it.
You really think you're going to be able to make that fly?
Give us a minute.
No problem.
Who knows about the money?
You gotta be kidding me.
There are only two people in this room.
Myself, my partner, Ferguson in Internal Affairs.
Jim Ferguson?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I don't see a problem. As it wasn't Lewis's car, the money isn't clear evidence of any wrongdoing, and even if it was, we aren't going to prosecute a dead man, which means the money Internal Affairs is holding can't even be considered evidence.
Well, you know, you can do this whole dance if you want to, but I'm willing to bet When the coroner's report comes back tomorrow, it's going to say that Detective Lewis was coked out of his head.
Fucking black people, huh?
What did you just say?
I mean, I know all the sociological reasons why. Per capita, 8 times more black men are incarcerated than white men. Schools are a disgrace. Lack of opportunity, bias in the judicial system, all that stuff. But still, it's got to get to you. On a gut level, as a black man, they just can't keep their hands out of the cookie jar. Of course, you and I know that's not the truth, but that's the way it always plays, doesn't it? And assholes like Lewis just keep feeding the flames. It's got to get to you.
What did you say you did for the DA again?
Coach ball down in Compton, am I right?
Oh, please, don't do that. Don't act like you know something about me, okay?
What do you think those kids need to make them believe, to give them hope? You think they need another drug-dealing cop, or do you think they need a fallen black hero?
Why don't you cut through the bullshit, Flanagan, and just tell me what it is you want?
The DA squad loses its lead investigator next month. Rick is quite adamant that his replacement be a person of color. It's a high-profile position, and he wants to send the right message to the community.
And the right message is, look at this black boy I just bought? Well, fuck you very much, but thanks for thinking of me.
Actually, we were thinking of you. Until we saw that. It's your brother's file. 20-something years old and already 3 felonies. 3 strikes law. Kid's going away for life for stealing a car. Christ, that's a shitty law. There's a warrant in there. But still, hey, he had every opportunity you had. Fucking black people, huh?
So all I need to do to make this disappear is to frame a potentially innocent man.
What are you, the fucking defender of all things white? We're talking about a white man who shot 3 black men. And you're arguing with me that maybe we're not being fair to him? You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe Lewis did provoke this, and maybe he got exactly what was coming to him. Or maybe, stoned or not, just being a black man in the valley was enough to get him killed. There was no one there to see who shot first, so there was no way to know, which means we could get this wrong. Maybe that's what happened with your brother. Maybe we got it wrong. Maybe Lewis isn't the only one who deserves the benefit of the doubt. You're the one closest to all this. You need to tell us. What does your gut tell you?
Tell him. You tell me. I'll tell them.
Well, I think given Detective Conklin's history, it's pretty clear what happened last night.
Okay. Before I get to why we're here, I know that many of you have heard that we had our car stolen last night. And as you could imagine, my wife and I are both pretty shaken up, but we're okay. And Gene and I truly appreciate all your calls and your concern. Thank you. Now, just after 9 p.m. last night, Detective William Lewis, an 8-year veteran of the force and an active member of the black community, was gunned down by a fellow officer.